Mark Russo is here from Risk Pulse in Chicago. Good afternoon to you, Mark. Let's start with today, because there has been a little rainfall, or at least I think there'll be a little rainfall in parts of the Corn Belt. Can you tell me about that and then what happens the rest of the week?
Sure, Todd. Yeah, looking at today with this rain system moving across the Midwest, it is a fast-moving system and not anticipating any kind of significantly heavy rainfall here. So overall, just some minor delays in harvest progress here today. After that, things do look to dry back out again. And overall, it continues to look like the pattern across the Midwest will continue to feature below normal rainfall, maybe not quite as dry as the past couple of weeks, but still no sign of any turn to a wet pattern that would begin to bog things down.
Our temperatures will feel more fall-like?
They certainly will, especially coming up the latter portion of this week and on into the weekend, where it does look like temperatures will be dropping down to levels of 9, 10, even 12 degrees colder than normal. That will result in more widespread freezes here coming up, especially across the northern sections of the Midwest.
Are we still concerned about dry conditions in the hard red winter plains areas?
We certainly are, Todd. The plains hard red belt will continue to be in a drier than normal pattern for the next few weeks. Also, a warmer temperature bias, especially the next 5 days, a little bit of variability after that. But even with the temperature variability, still no sign of any significant rain events there. So that remains an area of concern, an area to watch closely.
Your assessment of the growing areas in South America?
Well, over the next couple of weeks, South America is in a net improving mode in terms of rainfall. That's going to be especially true across Brazil, where we are now beginning to see the development of storm activity across areas of Mato Grosso and Center West. That's going to continue to expand with higher rainfall totals with time, and that will continue to improve soil moisture, initiate more crop planting, and allow for overall improvement in conditions there. In Argentina, there is going to be a rain event early next week that will provide some relief, but we do not see that as being the start of a more active pattern, but rather more of a one-shot deal before then dry weather returns to the region. So while all of South America will be in a net improving mode, at least once we get to month's end, we think you still got to keep an eye on Argentina going through November due to likely still drier than normal condition.
Hey, thanks so much.
You're welcome, Todd.
That is Mark Russo. He is with Risk Pulse in Chicago, Illinois.